MyPillow CEO Mike Lindell files paperwork for potential Minnesota governor run to unseat Tim Walz. By Hannah Knudsen on December 3, 2025. MyPillow CEO Mike Lindell is mulling a bid for governor in Minnesota, filing paperwork opening the door for a possible run. The conservative spoke to the Minnesota Star Tribune about his potential bid and said that he plans to make a final decision soon, December 11, specifically. "I am going to announce either way on December 11th," Lindell said, noting he was not 100% sure if he will do it. If he made it through the list of Republicans vying for governorship, it would put him in a direct challenge against failed vice presidential candidate and current Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, D, who is currently under fire as hundreds of Minnesota government workers accused him of being responsible for an expansive fraud case. They stated that Tim Walz is 100% responsible for massive fraud in Minnesota. As Breitbart News reported, the statement came from over 400 individuals in the Minnesota Department of Health and Human Service Employees, DHS, X page on Saturday, Fox News reported Sunday. The group claimed it alerted Governor Tim Walz, DMN, to the fraud in the early stages of its discovery, but he allegedly retaliated against whistleblowers. However, Lindell would first have to defeat fellow Republicans vying for the chance to unseat Walz. According to the Minnesota Star Tribune, those potential candidates include Minnesota House Speaker Lisa DeMuth, 2022 nominee Scott Jensen, State Representative Kristen Robbins, businessman Kendall Qualls, and attorney Chris Model. The outlet also said Lindell polled matchups against the incumbent Democrat and said of the results, "If there was someone to win, it would be me." Lindell's close relationship with President Donald Trump could also serve as a distinct advantage, should he choose to enter the race. And Lindell is no stranger to censorship the MAGA movement has dealt with, even being blacklisted by what was formerly known as Twitter for supposedly violating the platform's civic integrity policy, a common excuse used to target Trump and his supporters. The Trump administration has continued to point out Walz's incompetency and the consequences of his disastrous policies. During Tuesday's cabinet meeting, Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy revealed that Walz has been responsible for flooding U.S. highways with illegal alien big rig drivers. President Donald Trump has recently called out Walz for his immigration stance, referring to him as seriously retarded for allowing hundreds of thousands of refugees from Somalia to take over the once great state of Minnesota. "Somalian gangs are roving the streets looking for prey as our wonderful people stay locked in their apartments and houses hoping against hope that they will be left alone," Trump said, adding, "The seriously retarded governor of Minnesota, Tim Walz, does nothing, either through fear, incompetence, or both."